Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzin' today, more with Mike Thorin of the JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feedlots. We're back with Mike after this. Attention bidders, get ready for another BigIron.com online auction. Over 200 items will sell to the highest bidder on November 10th. First items close at 10 a.m. Central Time. Late model farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and construction equipment all will sell. Check out the fleet vehicles from the Nebraska Public Power District, the Heston self-propelled wind rowers, John Deere and New Holland skid loaders, a John Deere 9500 series combine, the new international truck with manure spreader box. There's a 1994 Peterbilt 379 truck trailer, ATVs, and 21 different tractors will all sell. As always, there's no buyer's premium, and everything sells with no reserve to the highest bidder at BigIron.com. The sale concludes Wednesday, November 10th. Registration is easy. Watch the auction or submit a maximum bid and let your computer do all the work. That's BigIron.com. Call 800-937-3558, 800-937-3558 for BigIron.com. These days, there's a multitude of value-added programs that cattle feedlots and individual producers can get involved in. Mike Thorin with JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feedlots says one of the things they're emphasizing right now, source and age verification, trying to qualify for export markets.
I think one of the things that's very that we're really on the cusp of change is really working programs for export. Today, the industry is focused on source and age verification for Japan and Korea, and I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities, even if they change the age limit up to or move it up to 30 months. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity there to provide cattle for different export markets, be it hormone-free for Europe or whatever. I think as producers, we really need to look to the world stage to see what the opportunities are in the future.
What's the management side of things to make those type of programs work from your perspective on the feedlot side?
I think first off, the issue is just awareness and just making certain that you're attuned to what the opportunities are. And then it's always challenging because you have more programs there and it's just more balls in the air to keep it. So it takes pretty multifaceted people and people that work well collectively with groups, because you lose your independence when you get into those programs, but I think the outcome is greater for the offset in losing that independence. You got to be able to work collaboratively with others in those systems.
What do you need as a feedlot further back up the chain? In other words, you go to that feeder, stocker feeder guy that's sending cattle to the feedlot, even to the cow-calf guy. What sort of credentials, what sort of paperwork do you need following those cattle?
It depends on the program that we're going into and stuff and where we're going, so there's a different set of paperwork with each thing. I think source and age is the buzzword today. I'm not certain how long that'll last, but, I mean, it's certainly of value today. I think the other thing that the industry and OSU have worked pretty hard on is good health and documentation, that the cattle are really what they're represented to be, and that we follow good animal husbandry all the way through the production cycle on those cattle.
The president and CEO of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feeding LLC, Mike Thorin, talking with us about these value-added efforts that the feedlots of today are working with cattle producers on. He says he really likes those opportunities that he sees overseas for source and age verification cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday, November 12th, don't miss the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma. Selling 50 service-age bulls, 20 registered Hereford, and 25 commercial black and red baldy females. Now, the sale starts at noon. Just go east off exit 146 at Interstate 35 and Waterloo Road. For more information, contact Charles or Karen Gray at 405-341-7445 or 405-341-6861. Be there for the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale, noon November 12th at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma.
Remember, you can check out previous Beef Buzz programs by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.